Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome. This is Andrea Epstein and Gregory Martin on the Direct Impact podcast, and we are just having a candid conversation around the topic of making meaning from the pain. It's a heavy conversation and an important one as well, because I think we need to accept the beauty of pain and the fruits that are created as a result of moving through that pain, because meaning and character and all of these positive things truly are on the other side of it when we embrace it. What do you think, Gregory?
I think you're trying to be super happy and positive about this, and I want to take it to a negative place.
Go for it.
Making meaning from the pain, but what if, I'm going to say a polarizing word, I don't quite mean it, but what if it's the wrong conclusion? What if you come to a maladaptive meaning from the pain?
Yeah, then I think you stay in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so why is it so easy to do that, though?
Again, it's like our previous conversation. It's the well-worn path. It's what feels true to people who have not really overcome their trauma, but adapted to it and incorporated it into their life. Yeah.
So how does one get from the way I introduce it to the way you introduce it?
Acceptance, willingness, and consistency. We talk about that a lot, because we can want to, but are we willing to?
You know, I was anticipating you maybe saying forgiveness, but I remember what you said in supervision about it's more about releasing harbored resentment than it is about forgiving the other person. And I think one really applies to this too.
Yeah. Release, mm-hmm. Acceptance, and then release, because how can we release what we don't accept is even happening, right? Or even possible. Mm-hmm. So if you can't accept the possibility of growth and development and character and a better, healthier relationship to self as a result of pain, yeah, you're doomed to stay in it.
One of my favorite things that I've been doing with my clients is I ask them the question. Usually the answer is typically no. And I said, okay, what does that mean about you if the answer is yes? What does that mean about your situation? What does that mean about your context if you get to a yes with that question?
Yeah, it's a great thing to reflect on. Mm-hmm. What'd they come to?
Usually it comes to the conclusion that it's avoiding certain consequences. It's always usually about avoidance.
Avoidance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what human doesn't avoid pain?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that here is the issue. Is if you're avoiding pain, how do you make meaning from it?
I don't think you can. No. Or that's an easy way to make maladaptive decision on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are always two paths, right? Like it could definitely exacerbate previous traumas and negative core beliefs, and you can avoid reality and dive into addiction, or you can come to a place of acceptance and healing and growth. One is more challenging than the other.
I think about my education just in general, or even how my parents kind of approached it. Not once did they talk about how what it means to sit in pain. It has always been suck it up or don't talk about it. It's always been some sort of avoidance or repression that's been reinforced, right? As if it's an undesirable thing, then don't talk about it. Reminds me of the coffee cup I grabbed, which I think is actually toxic positivity, which is good vibes only. So if you're good vibes only, you're not really going to sit in that pain, right?
Right. You won't look at it or embrace it or the goodness that's in the pain, right? And frankly, pain that's in the goodness. I mean, where do my tears and sobs come from? They come from gratitude and joy, not anger and fear and sadness. I mean, there's good in the bad and bad in the good. And I feel like that avoidance and addiction and self-deception is what keeps people from believing that and receiving the meaning that can come out of pain.
I think religion in general has, depending on what religion you look at, tends to have starkly different perspectives on pain.
And I think it's really depending on the approach, not necessarily the truth, but pain and suffering is equal parts beauty and salvation. And so I think people have just become so polarized. And it's like, this is bad, this is good, this is right, this is wrong. And it's like, no, it's all of the things.
I think life is a lot more shades of gray than a lot of, at least American culture would have you believe.
Absolutely. And a lot of what we do as therapists is help people, what I call surf the gray rainbow. How do we navigate and surf the rainbow of gray that is the world that we live in? It's not black and white. It's not all or nothing. It's not always and never. It's the gray. And finding joy, purpose, and meaning in that, it's possible. And I see people do it every day.
I work with my clients. Sometimes I frame it as life. The human experience is just like a sound wavelength, right? And goes up, and then it also heartbeat, I guess, or some sort of wavelength, right? Where I find is they try to stay in only the top and try to get out of the bottom quickly. So it very often just leads to that, and then a small, and then that, or even some people just only try to be that middle life. And you're denying half of the experience when you try to make the negative get over as quickly as possible.
But I love that you mentioned the heartbeat, because we talk on this podcast so much about like embodied feeling, embodied emotion, embodied thought, embodied information. Your body is saying there are highs and there are lows, and you can't have one without the other. And I mean, it's telling you that, it's singing that to you, it's vibrating that all day long. And so our willingness to embrace it, that's where we find the meaning.
I would agree, but embracing it, it's hard. And my only answer that comes with learning to embrace is time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I see so much meaning come out of the struggle. The strongest, healthiest, happiest, most adjusted humans that I have known in my life are people who have had the most pain, the most struggle, things you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. And so one does birth the other. I was talking to a good close friend this morning, and we were talking about, moving into the new year and the next year being better. He had a daughter that was diagnosed with cancer last year, and she's now cancer free, but it was a hellacious year for the family. And he said to me today, He said it was also the best year because we learned so much about our love for each other and our family and our closeness and our connection and all of the beauty that comes out of that pain. And so I think that these things are just true. And when you don't avoid it and you lean into it, you can really embrace the beauty that comes with sacrifice and hurt and pain.
There's a special kind of kindness you only see in people who have experienced a tremendous amount of pain, but have successfully navigated.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we all you and I, all of our listeners, we've all had pain. Mm-hmm. So how do we embrace it enough to get the suck the meaning mm-hmm. out of it until it's dry? I mean, like, we want all of it. We want to receive that meaning. I think that's why we have challenges to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, it feels weird to say this, but I know it's true. It's just pain is such a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be the only teacher.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we want to really lean into the pain as much as we want to lean into the joy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Some people are very fearful of joy as well.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And then there's some people that only want to be that even keel.
Right. Ugh, what a shitty way to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, thank you so much for having me today.
So welcome. Sorry to end on that note, but I'm telling you guys, like, I want this year to be a year that we find meaning and purpose and hope and joy in our suffering, because, you know, it's part of life. It's part of life. And we want to have a full one. All right. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up. You don't want to miss out on this. Wise Mind Enterprises and Lightning in a Bottle Digital Courses are offering Direct Impact listeners deep discounts of up to 25% on their course offerings.
Say what? 25%?
That's right, Edward. Just visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/courses to pre-order and save big. These courses are carefully curated with you in mind.
Hey, Madison, did you know Lightning in a Bottle works with credentialed, licensed professional psychotherapists to create life-giving content that is sure to make an impact?
I did, and I'm super excited about their new courses.
Me too. New digital courses include The Antidote to Reactive Living, Healing Body Betrayal, Escaping the Perfectionism Paradox, Essential Truths to Support Your Recovery, just to name a few, and with more life-enhancing courses coming down the pipeline.
And if 25% savings still leaves you on the fence, well, how about this? The first 20 people to pre-order will receive 50% off a second course of their choosing. I don't know about you, but I need at least two of those courses. So visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/courses today and enter the promo code IMPACT to receive massive savings on valuable courses.
Oh, side note, Lightning in a Bottle offers more than just courses. They offer a recovery and life enhancement community, and they are always interested in hearing from you. If one of these courses didn't resonate with you, well, let them know what you're looking for on your journey, because your voice is valued and vital.
Alrighty, my friends, pre-order or engage with Lightning in a Bottle at www.lightninginabottle.biz. Invest in you today, and don't forget your promo code IMPACT.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.